Oh, yeah. It's that time of the year. Time to get excited because college football is back. Less than a month away from opening weekend. Stoked about that here on the show. Matt McLaren, DJ Ringenberg, ESPN Radio, 103.3 FM. And very excited now to talk to the new head football coach in his first year over there at SMU. It is Sonny Dykes. How you doing, coach?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. We really appreciate you jumping on here, giving us some time on a Saturday. And I guess the question kind of to start things off with you is we saw what Chad Morris did in a very brief amount of time at SMU, 5-7 last year, but he had guys like Cortland Sutton and Trey Quinn, and as an offensive guru yourself, what's your plan to replace guys like that that were so impactful at wide receiver?
Well, you know, it all starts with development. You know, we've got James Prochet is a young player here, a local kid that, you know, has caught over 40 balls last year. You know, had a good spring, has really started to, I think, get comfortable in the offense. Then we've got to do a good job of developing some young players. You know, Judah Bell's a young freshman wide receiver that's got a lot of talent. And then we were fortunate enough to get a couple of transfers. You know, C.J. Sanders joins us. He's a grad transfer from Notre Dame. Really highly recruited kid. It's you know, was an elite kick and punt returner and, you know, had some success at Notre Dame as a wide receiver. So he came in and joined us, and we got a transfer from West Virginia, a kid named Reggie Robertson, who just got eligible the other day. And we think he's got a, you know, a chance to be a really outstanding player. Great thing about Reggie, you know, he's got 3 years to play, really talented kid, and we're excited about all those new additions, and then also some of those kids that are starting to develop. And then Tyler Page is another kid that had probably the best spring of all our wide receivers. So not going to be easy to replace Cortland Sutton and Trey Quinn. You know, both those guys I think are going to go on and play in the NFL. But I think, you know, I think this group has a chance to, you know, to be pretty good in their own right.
Talk about the process that you went through of taking a step back at TCU, focusing strictly on the offense for Gary Patterson, and then biding your time to transition to SMU. What do you take away from your time at TCU, and how do you apply that to SMU?
Well, you know, I think, you know, when you're head coach 7 years, you know, had a chance to go to Louisiana Tech and kind of, you know, get the thing going there, and we became a really good football team while I was there, and Skip Holtz has done a good job keeping that program as a really solid program. You know, I spent 4 years in California. It was a really challenging situation, but I learned a lot. And then I had a great opportunity to go work for Gary. And, you know, I think Gary, in a lot of ways, and TCU have done, you know, what we want to do here at SMU. They were a program that, you know, was a consistent winner. You know, won in whatever conference they were in. They bounced around for a while from conference to conference. And the one thing that stayed consistent was their ability to win football games. And then they got noticed, you know, by the Big 12 and added to the league. And he's done nothing but continue to improve the program. You know, so it was a great opportunity for me to learn from a defensive head coach, to be around a guy that that did it maybe a little different than some of the guys that I've worked for before. But, you know, it did two things for me. I think showed the importance of recruiting and player development, but it also showed that we weren't that far off in what we were doing at Cal. You know, the thing didn't end where we wanted it to at Cal, but I learned a lot, you know, and had a great experience there just in terms of, you know, preparing myself for the next opportunity. So it was an interesting year off. You know, it's a lot different to go someplace and instead of worrying about all the stuff you worry about as a head coach, just focus on a small part of the offense. And so I enjoy doing that. Appreciate Gary. And so I think I became a better coach because of it.
Talking to SMU head football coach Sonny Dykes here on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. Ben Hicks, your quarterback, he's obviously had a couple of years to get some experience and had shown some growth, I think, last year. What have you seen from him so far, and what do you think he offers you in your offense here coming up in 2018?
Well, you know, I think if you go and you look at what Ben's been able to do, you know, he started a lot of games at SMU. He's had some success. You go back and look at him as a high school player, you know, winning a championship in Waco and you know, playing for Terry Gamble, who's now the head coach at Allen High School. You know, he was very well coached in high school. And I think that gave him an opportunity to play here early, just his, the fact that he had been coached so well and does such a great job making decisions. You know, Ben's learning a new offense. We're different. You know, Chad's offense and this offense alike in some ways, but they're different in many different ways. And so, you know, you can see him trying to make that transition in the spring. And the thing I like is he's a different quarterback now in fall camp. Now we're 2 days in, but his decision making is much better. I think he's learned to not force balls, you know, do a better job taking care of the ball. You know, we've got some explosive running backs and some guys that can catch the ball and slide. And so, you know, what we need Ben to do is just execute our offense. If the first read's not open, check it down to the running back or check it down to the, you know, to the under read. And if he'll do that consistently, then I think we have enough guys that can make plays when they get their hands on the ball to be able to move the ball and score some points. And so, you know, I think he's grown in that regard. I think he's, you know, fortunately we got 23 more practices before we have to play. But he gets better every day. I think he gets more comfortable every day, gets more confident every day. And you know, we're still trying to get on the same page with some of those new receivers, you know, and some of the guys that we've added. And it certainly hasn't happened yet, but I've been pretty pleased with what I've seen so far.
What are some of the challenges you face whenever you take over a program where the arrow was pointing up with Chad Morris? He leaves for a bigger school, potentially a bigger opportunity, and he kind of leaves the players high and dry. How do you deal with that as the new guy coming in?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Every situation is different. You know, every program has different challenges. You know, the thing I've been most impressed with at SMU is, you know, typically when you take a job someplace, you know, you're real excited to get there. And then about three months in, you go, oh, man, I can't believe this is going to be, you know, tougher than I thought. And, you know, I haven't had that moment at SMU yet. I really haven't. I've been impressed with, you know, with the work ethic of the current players we have in our program. But I've been most impressed with our ability to recruit. You know, I think that we finished the year last year in a recruiting very strong, especially with the late change that occurred. We're off to a fantastic start in the 2019 recruiting class. I really love our ability to be able to attract, you know, quality football players here. I think we have a really good culture in the program. You know, Chad did a good job of building a culture, and I think we'll continue to build on that. And so there's a lot of things to be excited about here. And I think that, you know, I think some people have questioned SMU's commitment to football, and I think if you come spend some time on our campus and you see what we're doing with our facilities. You know, we just spent $1 million on our locker room, just redid our meeting rooms. We just redid our coaches' offices. We're in the midst of a $27 million construction project for an indoor facility. So the things that we needed around here, we've been able to address. And so, you know, I think the trajectory of the program is, you know, I'm excited about that. I just think it's, we have a, you know, we're headed in the right direction. We've got to continue to you know, bring in talented football players. Recruiting is going to be so important for us. And we have great confidence that once we get them on campus that we can develop them. And that's really the two things that we do is we recruit and we develop. And so, you know, I'm really excited about both aspects of it and certainly think we're headed in the right direction.
It's SMU head coach Sonny Dykes joining us here on the show, ESPN Radio 103.3 FM. Defensively, SMU obviously has never been really, at least recently, known as a defensive juggernaut. Last year, 118th in defensive scoring in the nation. You've got a new defensive coordinator coming in. How do you make changes defensively to try to at least get some improvement there?
Well, you know, I think it all starts on that side of the ball with your attitude. You know, and I think that's going to be really important for us is to have the right attitude, right frame of mind, and make sure that, you know, that our guys understand how important it is for us to be successful. I mean, if we want to be a championship football program, we have to play good defense. You know, it's just part of it. You're not going to win a championship if you're not going to be good on defense. And so it's really critical for us to get those guys playing the way they need to play. And I have tremendous faith in Kevin Kane. You know, he comes from Northern Illinois where he took over a defense that hadn't been very good. And you know, they were a top 20 defense in the country last year. And, you know, I love the way he coaches. I love his teaching progressions. I think he's a very solid teacher. I think he's got a very distinct and detailed plan. Really like what he does in terms of teaching fundamentals and techniques with defensive players. So when you sit down and you look at what makes a defense successful, you know, I think we have the right ingredients. Now we've got to, you know, continue to recruit more speed. You know, we've got to have better play on the back end. If you look at SMU's team last year, you know, they really struggled at corner and safety. And, you know, we've had some additions to that group as well, some grad transfers that we think are going to make a difference. and some high school kids, and then a junior college addition as well. So, you know, we have a lot more depth on the back end than we had than they had last year, and you know, we have to play well up front. I really believe it doesn't matter what level of football it is. You know, you win and lose up front. And so we have to get bigger and stronger on the defensive front, just like we do on the offensive front. But we got to get those guys playing with confidence and get them playing hard.
You mentioned championships a second ago, and one of the teams in your new conference, some felt, should have been at least in the mix to play for the national title. What are your thoughts on possible playoff expansion and the inclusion of the group of five teams? What's your take on all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you just, you know, the on-the-field performance doesn't lie. You know, I think that's the one thing. You can look at all these different things, and you can make all these comparisons, and you can talk about this, you can talk about that. But I know the last regular season game, you know, Auburn beat Alabama. I know Alabama won a national championship, and I know Central Florida beat Auburn in a bowl game. And so when you just look at that, you know, which to me is that's on-field performance. You know, I think Central Florida was deserving of an opportunity, you know, and I think everybody that follows college football said, well, you know, we're going to find out what kind of team they really have when they play Auburn. Well, I think we found out, you know, and I think Auburn found out. I think the Southeastern Conference found out. And so I think just because you're a blue blood doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're going to have a better football team than some of the group, you know, the group of five teams. And so it's a... you know, I was at Louisiana Tech, and I promise you, when I was there and we got that thing rolling, you know, there were no teams in Power 5 that wanted to play us. There just weren't, you know, and I think you go and look at those scores of the Power 5 opponents we played against, you know, the success we had. You know, if we didn't win, it was a darn good football game. So, you know, we expect to do the same thing here at SMU. And, I mean, this is, in my view, a Power 5 program. You know, the way we run it, from the investment that we make, from facilities, from budgeting, the way we treat our players, you know, everything that we do here is Power 5. And so, you know, we expect to get the same kind of results on the field.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time here on a Saturday and looking forward to see how you got the ponies this year here in 2018. We'll have to make it out to a game this season. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'd love to see you guys. Appreciate it. And, you know, looking forward to it. We got to get a lot better, but I'm excited about being here.